I assume it's working. Is this going? All right. Okay, well, try and put the phone somewhere where it's not going to rattle too much. And I mean, I don't have a good pocket. Well, there are a lot more cars out tonight than there were yesterday. Today went all right. We got a couple of things recorded. I finished up the thing I was writing. Talked to Vinny for a while about some stuff. But yeah, got stuff going. So how's this sound coming out of the phone? I mean, is it... better sound quality, you say, huh? Well, I'm just laying it on my backpack like I kind of always do, but I was thinking maybe I'll turn the phone upside down and I could put it here. And maybe that would, light turned green, I gotta go. Or maybe that'll rattle around too much. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It was a mostly good day. Started off right with a proper breakfast. Get into a decent lunch. And see if I can't totally fuck it all up for dinner. I gotta write some radio stuff. I was hoping to get that done before I left. Got sidetracked with some other stuff. But sometimes that's just the way it is. I guess I can't. I wonder if I can listen to music on my phone while the phone is being used to broadcast. Probably not. That'd probably just play the music and cut me out. I wonder what it would even do. I wonder. Actually, I should probably turn off Bluetooth on this thing just to prevent it from connecting to the car at all. You know, once I turn the stereo on, mixer runs in the background. Thing is, like, when I connect to Bluetooth, like, it hijacks all audio from the phone. Fuck it. If it breaks, I'll turn it off and back on, I guess. Right? Or I could just use the iPod, which has almost all the same music on it, and then some. So, maybe... You know what? Yeah. I'll turn Bluetooth off. It'll be fine. Something worth testing, but I I just don't care right now. Oh, it's connecting and disconnecting regardless. That's right. It just connects as soon as I boot the car up. Which is a stupid concept, but yeah, maybe I should experiment with that at some point. Take some calls while broadcasting. I wonder what that would do. Oh well. But yeah, I don't know. It's a decent day. I gotta respond to some emails. People get some stuff done. That, but that's always how it goes. You can never leave feeling fully done, I find. It just doesn't happen. You can try. We recorded a Warframe quick look, which is kind of funny because we never did one originally of the released game. We did one of the beta, so there was nothing called Quick Look Warframe on the site, weirdly enough. But yeah, I don't know, kind of got into it over the break and ended up spending too much money on Warframe. Bikes, gotta get in front of these bikes, swerve over in front of these bikes, not hit into the EA bus, driving EA employees to various spots around San Francisco. I think EA has a bus. True, you did not say that I had to pay for anything, but I was looking for something to do after getting Frost to level 30, and I was like, well, this game seems alright. And before I knew it, I had purchased the expensive Nova Prime access pack for $140, but that's the best value. You get $380 worth of value out of it. I don't know. I did unlock her fourth. I just, I don't know. I'm not necessarily feeling Nova's abilities. Like, the first one, the balls is not great. Like, the wormhole thing doesn't seem all that useful. I guess, you know, it's like it'll get you someplace kind of fast, but maybe I'm just missing something about that. It's probably good for, like, defense missions when you want to run out and collect shit, and then you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta get back to the thing we're defending or something. I don't know. I think I like Frost better, though. Volt is the best Warframe? Well, I have platinum pouring out of my butthole now as a result of my purchase. So maybe I could get into Volt. I don't know. It's insidious the way they build the leveling in that game by basing it off of you leveling up a variety of equipment. It's smart, but kind of funky. Hmm. But yeah, I'm level 4 now or something. Anyway, yeah, we did a quick look at that. That'll run in the morning. Along with Tetris Ultimate, which came out while we were doing, you know, a lot of end-of-the-year stuff and couldn't do then. So there's that. I know Brad wants to take a look at the Sunset Overdrive DLC at some point. I might look over the Forza Horizon 2 DLC, because that's supposedly substantial. It's like a $20 add-on, which seems like more than just here's a car and some events, or you know, hopefully it's more than that, I guess. I don't know. So when, you know, Dan was out sick today, Brad was not feeling well either, but he came in. So when, you know, when everybody gets back, when the Sunset Overdrive loving duo can be reunited, Brad and Dan will do that, I'm sure. But yeah, Puyo Puyo Tetris, I brought that in. I tried to play a little bit of that over the break. I played like one or two matches and lost to not get any achievements. I said, all right, I'm going to fuck with this later, and then did not make it back to it. So we'll take a harder look at that. Pretty soon here, I think. Super Mega Baseball. I've got a copy of that that we'll look over. What else? I can't remember. There are other things. Spend the rest of the week managing my lands. Yeah, that's kind of actually what I've been working on. Is, managing, actually. Getting stuff in place. Looking over resumes. I have to talk with a recruiter this week. Get them to start doing first pass interviews for candidates and that sort of shit. this is the zone where it would be difficult to hear me, I think. Maybe. Cupcake Wednesday. Sounds like a bunch of crap, I don't know. More of a Donut Wednesday thing myself. But yeah, I guess, you know, say something if I'm back on. I can't even tell. Probably turn on some music here in a little bit. I picked up a car over the break, which I was not expecting to do. But yeah, my mom was getting a car. She decided she needed a new car. You know, she had been driving her car even longer than I was driving my Mustang. She also had a Mustang. So I drove her to the dealership. You can't really go to the dealership alone, because then you're taking a car there, and unless you're trading that car in, then you're like, well, now I got two cars, what am I going to do? So I went with her to the dealership, so look at some stuff, and, you know, she ended up picking up something, and while I was there, I was looking at... I had thought about it. I was like, you know, because the last car was a lease, so, and I was a couple years in on the lease, and my original plan was to just, you know, pay off the lease and keep the car at the end of it, but then I saw this 2015 fully loaded version of the car I already had in a cool grayish, silverish. F Sport, all that stuff. And it just kind of happened from there. Since I already had a lease that was, you know, paid in or whatever, it was relatively painless. And, yeah, so... I like what they've done to these cars over the past few years. The last one was a 2012. And the stuff, the changes they have made are pretty fucking cool. But this time I will probably pay off and keep this car at the end of the lease and not do that again. I don't want to become one of those people that is just like perpetually leasing a car and doesn't actually own anything and is just dumping money into nothing. But yeah, this car has about 150 miles on it. Kind of crazy. At 21 when I picked it up. It has blind spot sensors on the mirrors that light up when there's a car, you know, behind you on the side. Which I thought was pretty cool. And they're smart enough to turn off if you're driving next to a bunch of stopped cars, or if you're driving so slow that it's clear that you're, you know, in traffic and have a bunch of cars next to you, so they don't just both light up every time you stop. Which I thought was kind of neat. I think it has some kind of, like, parking assist where it'll beep at you if you're getting close to a curb or whatever. I'm not sure. I've not parallel parked it yet. There's kind of nothing out this week. Like, they did the PlayStation Store update, and it was like, they added the January games, and it was like Infamous First Light, which I already have, and The Swapper, which I did not have on PS4, I guess. But it was like, and it was like, hey, here's Duke Nukem for the Vita. I'm like, fuck, what? Like, Duke Nukem 3D for the Vita.
It's just ridiculous that that's a game that
it's to come out. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Whatever, it's fine. It's cool, I guess. I don't know. I liked Duke Nukem at the time, for sure. The multiplayer was awesome. I don't know how well that aspect of it holds up, or if that's even possible to do on the Vita. But we've had a couple of companies wanting to make appointments with us to show off upcoming stuff, and, you know, it just hasn't made, we've turned some stuff down, just the timing hasn't worked out, or, you know, in one case, they want to bring it by, but they're like, we're not going to let you take any videos. It's like, okay, well, alright, I think you're bringing your game by 2 days before it comes out, and, we'll just do a quick look when it's out. Like, we don't, It's not a great use of anyone's time at that point. They would be wasting their time by bringing it to us at that point. Pretty clear night tonight. It's been clear and cold.
There were a couple of nights
where it was colder here than it was in New York. New Year's Eve, they were talking about, like, oh, it's so cold on the streets. Like, I'm looking at the temperature going, like, it's 2 degrees colder here. Whatever, it's nice and clear. I don't know, here on the Golden Gate Bridge, this car says it's 62 degrees outside. Here in the center of the Golden Gate Bridge, which, that's fine weather. But I guess it's not going to rain here for a while, which, you know, fits with the trend of it never raining. Ever. It's so dry. Change for driving this car, the inside of it is the screen is not a touch screen. There's this little joystick. You kind of move a cursor around like a mouse and push it in to, you know, choose stuff. It's really weird. Contrast, high resolution screen that I can set up to tell me what music I'm listening to if I want to, and all this other weird dumb shit, which is totally needless. You know, it is a bell and a whistle, but it's fucking cool. It was definitely one of the things that made me go, I should get this car. I don't need a car, but I could. I mean, so. I talked myself into it with some shit like that. But yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I'm pretty happy with it. Happier than I was with the previous car. The 2012, I mean, whatever. It was a fine car, but it was white, and it showed the dirt a lot on a white car. And the touchscreen stuff, the nav and all that stuff, this is very similar to that, but it's a few years down the road they refined out a lot of the problems I had with that. But you can definitely look at it and see that it also see that it's like, you know, of the same lineage. Weird thing, there's a little flip down door, like at the bottom of the center stuff, kind of below the climate control and all that stuff, that I can flip down, and there's just a fucking micro SD slot with a micro SD card sitting in it. And when I pull it out, the unit says, like, hey, the software is installed to that. Some stuff on your car is not going to work until you put that back in. And now I really want to pull it out and see what's on there and see if I can fucking hack the fucking dashboard software to do cooler shit. Like, who's doing that? Is someone doing that? Someone's got to be doing that. I want to inject a payload. Give me some cool screensavers or something. I'm gonna jailbreak my car.
You already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Full rap, you don't really got dough. Full rap, you don't really seen snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic. Then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my apartment in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close to thing to hell. When it's still don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know the realest nigga in Magic in that 645. Hell, it's like just a nigga staying new shit. And everybody back, back, cause that nigga can't drive. Pulls up and up, I'm up with 10 chains. Keep it back, then it was coming 10 chains. Ask me where I spent, I'll tell him it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost like 10 things.
Back to
yay.
St. Thomas on a trillion watts. Flown back to the States, park 92 bricks in front of 560 State. Now the next stone throw from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right, I'm still tossing around Knicks. Probably
got your mind to your couple bags. I think this one might also have a DVD player in it too. At the very least, it seems to imply that it could play video off of an iPod. Took a trip down here to see how he's holding try. Up. The war's on, now he got shot again. This time he was going for good, then we got it in. Emory got knocked, we was down 10. The whole team, hot war's closing in. Niggas can't tell me shit about this dope game, about this cocaine. Man, I done seen it all. Clear on how, like, what I can do with the voice commands when it comes to searching an iPod. Like, it seems to imply that that works, but...
Please say a command. Pardon? Paused. Please push the talk switch to resume. Say a music command.
Play playlist.
Play playlist. Please say the playlist name.
Search in K5.
Pardon?
4+.
Pardon? Paused. Please push the talk switch to resume.
It says, please say the name of the playlist, but doesn't show the name of the existing playlist. There we go.
Please say the playlist name.
Recently added.
Recently added. Please say an item number from the list.
Number one.
Number one.
that could be smoother.
Is all waste of time. Just whip out your tits and sniff some lines.
Who's this young up and coming artist?
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. It's far from over. Alright, bottles on me. Long as I'ma drink it. Never drop the ball. Fuck it, y'all thinking. Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. Got to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have
dropped. Okay.
Then I don't pause. Brewers in the fridge and the same old song is playing on the box. And we're starting to think of why we all sitting here instead of trying to be
uptown.
The air is hot and the girls be on. It's gotta be a way for the cool to score.
And the end knows now.
Cause we down by law. So we get geared up
and we all transform.
Was 15, 16, when I really started to play.
I need to go through. So I've got a method to rating music in iTunes that determines how these playlists get built. That I think works pretty well. I don't know. No matter how much you want to switch, here's what they think about you. So basically, like any, I've probably described this before, now that I think about it. But basically, anything that's not a song that's in my library, if it's a skit on an album, or it's a comedy album, or whatever, that gets one star. Not a song. Songs get two stars. Unless they're songs I think I might occasionally want to hear, in which case they get three stars. If they're songs I like, I get the four stars. And then if it's something that's like probably recent or great, or, you know, like that it's on this short list of five star songs. Usually the stuff that gets five rotates down to four, or should rotate down to four star pretty quickly, and so on and so forth. So this is the three-star playlist of stuff that, like, ostensibly is stuff that I would want to hear at some point. Yeah, this Wu-Tang Clan song. Yeah, it's a good song. I like it. This Deltron track's good. If you had to pick one CKY song, that's probably the one. Raspberry Beret's... Yeah, sure. Occasionally I'm going to want to hear Raspberry Beret. But not right now. It's not my favorite Paul Barman track, but it's all right. This is a remix of Straight Outta Compton. You really can't go wrong with that.
When something happens in South Central Los Angeles, nothing happens. It's just another nigga dead.
Really not that different from the regular song. It's just got that little bit on the front of it, I guess. Riding with the window down, rolling through the city, got the weed going round when the most dope. You know, this Mac Miller track should probably be a two-star track, because I don't think that's something. So it's, you know, so I rate stuff when I'm first listening to it, in a lot of cases, and or after I've listened to it for a little while. And sometimes tracks will catch me right then that will then never catch me again. And so I kind of need to constantly go through and downrate stuff. And then also a ton of stuff just completely unrated right now, because years ago I lost a hard drive and had to re-import my library from scratch. Lost all the ratings in the process. It was a fucking nightmare. Yeah, like Hearts Revolution, it's solid. I'm not as into Hearts Revolution as maybe I was a few years ago. Need to be in a specific mood to listen to some Liz Phair tracks. Teriyaki Boys, this is really nothing wrong with Joe Large. I mean, it's so
crazy. East to west, mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Teriyaki no kotoba Neptune's on beat dog. He to up to the vibes and shake raw.
But, you know, come on. You know, Andre Legacy,
Jesus Christ, I'm here to die, bleed on the mic, get crucified, and come back to life. Hallelujah, how you doing? Now that your girlfriend want to screw me. Ooh,
Andre Legacy's fun.
Take your medication, Roman. Take your short vacation, Roman. You'll be okay.
I think Nicki Minaj's whole alter ego Roman thing is weird and doesn't always result in great material. There, I said it.
Fuck it.
Latter Day De La, you know? All right. Not. Maybe not right now. It's hard because this stuff is all tailored for the car. And as much as I like this song by The Positions, chances are I'm never going to want to stop and listen to it. Too bad. But it's just the reality of car music.
We'll see how
this song's alright. Nothing wrong with this song.
I know it can be hard to read. I'm difficult, it's true. Wanna know if I'll ever feel the same way about you. Just look into my eyes.
But now's not the time. Everyone loved the Gorillaz at a point. That last album they did, everyone was like, oh, it's incredible. I didn't really like it that much. 415, a classic local hip-hop crew. This is a classic album. Snoop Dogg himself once cited it as influential to his own career. This felt cut is hot. I like this a lot.
7 in the morning.
We'll listen to some of this.
But I spent last night on someone else's floor. Out the back window, didn't know where I was. I was still kind of buzzed with a head full of drugs.
Looking at my Nixon, it's about that time to go and save the world from the daily grind. Speaking of which, I kinda hit the OC for a quick sesh with my skate park OGs. Oh, please. This is still Mid City. Wanna check my street cred? Go ahead, come get me on the block like Lopez. Put a thread in your dickies and I throw cold bread off the head. So swiftly stole the scribble show. Bled had the feds go. We still got head from the thoroughbred. No hickeys. Oh, really? Throw a veil on your Philly. Took pictures of a crack like that bell out in Philly. Had to kick out my tail. Cause she smelled like Billy. Smoking blunts. Left the breath so stale. Could've killed me. Silly quick. When I spit the shit, get it on me. Sit, get it on me. Oh shit, it's amazing. I remember all the different shit I'm into. I try to stay focused on getting legal tender. Gotta stay on the grind. Cause if the legends get signed, gotta split that dough between 8, 7, 6, 5.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1. And when I'm on the mic, the women come down with A&G, worse than you're not. And I got more in California, got cops.
9 in the morning, police at my door. Wonder what the fuck they wanna talk to me for. She said she wanted money for some fundraising shit. I slammed the door in her face and said, fuck you, bitch.
Looking at my niece and it's about that time for me to light another cigarette and settle my mind. Foot soldier, been waiting for the cookover. Probably won't be getting naked if she looks sober. I'm a primate with pimp-like mind state. Raising the curb to make contemporaries irate. Still obsessed with your breasts and your fishnet. Beating on my thin chest, screaming out, Midwest! My nature is to make you a believer on your stereo receiver or your barely legal fever. Buzzing overhead, spitting fly game. Nowadays, cats be getting paid and laid up off of my name. Wait a minute, take a number, made a visit to your village with this fresh-baked biscuit and stayed consistent. Breaking in the heads ain't as difficult when half of them are tripping over how they missed the boat. The key is controlled, but your flow is contrived. Keep it in my soul, take it with when I die. Plug that mic in and make heaven get live. Turn a groupie to an angel when she 8, 7, 6, 5. 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. And when I'm on the mic, all your homegirls come down with A&G, slug, and you're not. And I got more rhymes than rappers who got shot.
Yep. We'll be right back. That's one thing they haven't fixed. In 3 years of car, is that I still can't get the garage door emitter built into the car to be programmed with my garage door remote. Doesn't work. Don't know why. Maybe next year. All right, I'm home, so I'll see you guys later. Have a good Tuesday. Podcast is up and all that, and yeah, there'll be some videos up in the morning. Finally, get some stuff going. Get some stuff going. See ya.